My name's Derek Clancy, and I live at Clovenstone Park. I moved there about 16 years ago. Initially, I moved to Clovenstone when I first built it. I moved to it as I grew up, and I ended up back in Clovenstone after a car crash.
Can I ask what your favourite thing is about the area?
Familiarity. It is. I mean, you know, I mean, I was primary school age when we moved there, and it was a brand new house. We just hadn't seen anything like it. We came to Pilton. You can imagine the change if you knew Pilton back then. It was quite massive for us, and we were happier there. So I got familiar with the place here. Yeah, as a kid, it was good.
Are you involved in any groups or clubs in the area at all?
Nah, see, there's the catches. I did have a car crash, and I was pretty lucky, apparently, to survive. I'd lost my memory, had head injuries. And somewhere in the hospital, I'd already, Helen says, been for an interview with the Housing Association Prospect. Before the car crash, but I lost my memory, so I moved. But Prospect turned up at the hospital and gave me the keys to a house. So I moved to the house, the hospital, straight into a house in Clovenstone Park again, facing the house I was brought up as a child. And it was just coincidence that happened. I'm an artist to trade.
How did you get into that?
Clovenstone again.
Doodling.
It was an escape for me, yeah. Our upbringing was kind of hard. And for me, it was an escape to just go and draw. And then I was skipping school one day and I went to the National Gallery for the first time. And I just thought, right, I can do better. I've got it. And that was it. I was bitten and I painted ever since. And one of my claims to fame is I've actually painted the National Gallery for life and put myself in the painting. And the hard thing was I wasn't allowed to change anything in the gallery. So I had to copy. And, well, copying all them made me quite a good painter. Art is just an escapism. And I did a bit of photography and various things. Photography was just a tool to be the painter, you know. Oh, I need a reference to something, I've got to remember this. And it was just, I'm not a photographer, I'm a painter. But the car crash kind of led to severe depressions and things like that. And I ain't painted since the car crash. I've dabbled, but I've never finished any work since 15 years. I've taken images of Clovenstone. That was a painting, but I've just never done them. I still buy the materials. I've got loads of blank canvases and oil paints and brushes. I've just never used them.
I've always been shocked he's not done the paintings because there's children.
We used to take them up there.
That's where we used to go, Spilo and the Pentland.
And as kids, we actually went there quite a lot. Sunday, the whole gang, away up the Pentland Hills.
I mean, we used to go to the community centre as children, and they were still building it when we got there.
Even the school.
And there was a sense of community back in the 70s.
We all knew each other. We all spoke.
Even now, even though the bridge is there between Wester Hales and Clovenstone, if you live in Clovenstone, I mean, I don't know if you feel it, but I did. I would never tell anybody I lived in Wester, because I didn't. Clovenstone.
It was Clovenstone,
and even back in the 70s.
That's a real thing, though.
It was Clovenstone. Before the bridge was there, we had to cross the road over that road, that was the big gap. Clovenstone.
You're Clovenstone. Honestly, the independence.
We're still here. We're not part of Wester Hales, we're Clovenstone. No, we are Clovenstone.
Well, somebody says that, eh? Where do you live? Clovenstone.
But they still feel it. When you talk to them at the school and that, the ones that have been there for years, they still feel it. Clovenstone is its own
community.
That's
a funny thing I find. When I look at the school, because my window's right opposite the school, and I look at it, I can see my nephew in the playground playing. And I think that's just weird, because when they built the school, he was in that playground playing.
We played in that playground. Playing the same games that you
played. We'd left the city. We'd all left the city.
But as I say, it's a community. People do look out for each other. If, you know what I mean? If they realise there's a problem.
Aye, they can help.
They will help.